This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly two-thirds of Colorado voters believe the state's best days are ahead, according to the Colorado Polling Institute. CPR's Haley May reports newer residents are more likely to be optimistic.
Half of long-term residents, people who've lived here for two decades or more, said the state is on the wrong track, while only a third of Coloradans with five or fewer years under their belts feel that way. Here's pollster Lori Weigel.
Those longer-term residents are still optimistic about the future of the state. Three and five say our best days are ahead, but they're just less jubilant than those newer residents.
The poll found 87% of Harris voters agreed Colorado's best days are ahead, while 61% of Trump voters strongly disagreed with that statement. Haley May, CPR News.
The school district in Grand Junction will consider tomorrow whether to close two more schools because of declining enrollment. The board voted earlier this week to close an underperforming elementary school at the end of the year. At a crowded and emotional school board meeting, board president Andrea Heitz said the district faces tough choices.
We have to think about 19,000 kids and all the staff and all of the families. Some are blessed to be able to drive their kids across town. And some are not.
The board heard from parents and students arguing their schools should be spared. Denver's school district decides today on the fate of seven schools. The head of Denver's Museum of Contemporary Art has a new job. Nora Burnett Abrams will take over at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston starting next May. Abrams organized more than 40 exhibitions with Denver's Museum of Contemporary Art. It's mostly sunny in Denver and Colorado Springs and getting warmer tomorrow and to start the weekend. In the mountains, staying sunny for the next few days, then the return of mountain snow early next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.